Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
Wonderful, he says.
Great.
Gentlemen, this being the third Sunday of Lent, we want to continue with sharing with our listening audience some of our journey with the Gospel of Mark. Right? Up to date, we've now gone through the first 10 chapters. Right? The studies here at Neighbors of Hope, we're now getting ready to enter into the last week of Jesus' life. But gentlemen, for our listening audience, I'd like to go around and just have you share. Over the past couple weeks as we've been studying the Gospel of Mark in those first 10 chapters, what are some things, or maybe one thing, that's kind of jumped out and has impacted your Lenten reflection? I mean, this is the time of Lent where we take moments to reflect on our relationship with God, as seen in Jesus' journey toward the cross. So do you mind we go around the room and just kind of share with our listening audience some of the things that impacted you?
All right, I'll do my little personal takeaway of this Mark Lent thing is having to walk this way of love out, you know, leading by example. We can talk the talk, but can we walk the walk? For me, the way up is down. Increase, deny self daily, increase others. In Mark 4:11, it says, been given insight into God's kingdom, you know how it works. But to those who can't see it yet, everything comes in stories, creating readiness, nudging them towards receptive insight. These are people whose eyes are open but don't see a thing, whose ears are open but don't understand the word, who avoid making an about face and getting forgiven. So now I know, you know, I don't know how the word is put up. I can't sit this out, you know, like I'm not exempt. Like if I go back, my past life, you know, it just doesn't make sense. I can't. You know, like they say in the verse, it also just hand the plow, you can't look back, you're not fit for the kingdom, you gotta keep going. Like, once you know, you know. And it's like restless leg syndrome of the soul. You know, I got something to say and I gotta keep it moving. Yeah, often I have to learn just to shut up, listen, and be still and know there's God, and simply be where my feet be. You know, even though the spirit, it's like it shifted my tectonic plates. Woken me, now it's time to shake them up, bring them all back into the community. So for my thing for Lent is just walking this out. Because through the whole program and stuff, you know, yeah, every day gets better. I do it more and more and more, but, you know, I'm where I need to be, and I'm not stupid. I know where I need to be to get better at this. You know, actually doing it. You know, you can sit here and talk all day. Sometimes you leave this house and I don't see it. Then myself first, and I'm pointing my fingers. But it gets better, you just gotta keep working at it. 30-some years, I lived a certain type of way. I can't imagine in a year, or even 2 years, even 10 years, it's gonna fully be perfect in my mind. You know what I mean? Yeah, so just walk it out.
It's a good little scripture you pointed out there. I mean, I think as we studied Mark for 10 chapters, one of the reoccurring themes that Mark shares with us is the disciples do not understand. Right? We did that little crescendo travel up to the mountaintop of chapter 8 and then 9 with the transfiguration. They're not getting it. He's teaching them in parables and what have you. Now they're coming down the mountain. We're journeying towards Jerusalem. And even up to chapter 10, they still don't get it. All right? So we have a couple of stories about blind men who now see, including blind Bartimaeus, right? And so, yes, for Lent, I appreciate that, Zach, that there is this challenge. You know, do we hear, or are we just letting it go in one ear and out the other? Are we seeing? Do we understand? That's a good challenge to have during a Lenten season, to assess, where am I at?
You know, just real fast, that walking out by the example, what I meant is showing other people, like when he did the heal the blind, the lame, the paraplegic, the leprosy people, the, you know, the prostitutes, to all these people, it was to go get them bringing back into the community. It wasn't just, oh, this is God, I got this power, this authority. It was, I'm bringing you back. You know, he did it by walking that walk. He didn't just talk about it. He was action. He did it. And that's why he did it. Like, a lot of, I think that's the understanding part that I've gotten through this program is, you know, as a kid, the Sunday school center just taught these miraculous things he did. What he was doing, he wanted that blind dude to be part of this. He wanted that the person with leprosy to be part of this, the prostitute to be part of all of this. And now I'm part of all this. The heck do I think I am that I can't be so bold and bring them back too? But I got saved, so I'm good, so I stay over there, guy. No, I am that guy. No, I'm that ragamuffin, I'm that misfit, that now I'm that deviation from common rule. I have been brought back. So now it's our job, we really understand, to bring them back too. Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus called them to do.
Good. Good.
I like how the beginning of that is are both of those stories, the demon-possessed man and Bartimaeus. In the end of those, when he after he heals him, he tells the demon-possessed man? He says, Now go back amongst your people. Or Bartimaeus, he says, now go back along, you know, he joins them back along the journey. There's that part of like reacclimation into society.
Every time he says, go now, go tell him, or go back, he's always saying, I'm going.
It's interesting to me, see, the first, if I unpack my addiction, that was the first part of really falling down that rabbit hole, was the inverse of that, was falling back out of society, or like what's the 12 steps called, you know, where you start to isolate before you really are able to set up a proper relapse, or before you really go down the slippery slope into deep, deep, deep active addiction. Nobody can see it. You gotta be by yourself, or you gotta be with your most trusted rappies to do it. I don't know, man, this it leads me to this part in 8 that really struck out for me in this. 35 here in 36, for whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me and the gospel will save them. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? That, I've seen that on 1,000 knitted tablecloth things and at my grandma's house type stuff, and it never hit me as hard until currently, where I what am I denying myself of? And then in that, I pick up my cross. Now I have this Jesus to follow, this path to follow, the replacement therapy of denying yourself but moving forward with a call of the kingdom. And I never thought it was going to take losing my entire life to find that, but here we are.
I like that a lot, because Lent within the church sometimes, well, I'm going to give something up for Lent. I'm going to deny myself Coca-Cola. So I do think you rightly accentuate the impact, the depth, the seriousness of the call of Jesus when it says, man, are you ready to lose your life in order to gain it? You know, I don't think giving up Coca-Cola for Lent is losing my life. Right? Particularly when I know I'm going to pick it back up. After 6 weeks, I'm going to be... Now, what am I looking for? I'm starting to look towards... I'm looking towards Easter, because when I can get to Good Friday and that resurrection weekend, I can finally go to McDonald's and get me that fountain Coke. So that my goal for Easter is now Coca-Cola. As opposed to, what are we really denying? What sacrifices are we really making? And how does that deeply impact my life? Yeah, thank you. Anybody else? What about you, bro?
For me, how about rejection? It talks about it. I've settled with that a lot in my life. You know, Jesus never rejected me. I've never felt that way towards him whatsoever, you know. I still feel it every damn day, you know what I mean? I try not to feel sorry for myself, and that's where I get messed up inside myself about it, you know. You know, I don't know. So I pray about it, I talk about it, you know, some fear visuals, but, you know, up to the point where I gotta do what I gotta do, to be honest with you.
So, thus far in these first 10 chapters of Mark's Gospel, we see Jesus isn't necessarily accepted by everybody.
Yeah.
So in a sense, he's rejected by many.
Really?
Do you find comfort in knowing that Jesus, who you say has never rejected you, also experienced rejection?
It makes you feel like I'm not alone.
Okay, you know what I mean? You kind of relate with him?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you think because he experienced rejection, it did not throw him off his square? That he stayed true. Do you find that maybe that imagery empowers you so that you can stay on your square?
Yeah.
How so?
I'm not so sure.
Well, lately I've been struggling with all that type of stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, we all have struggles, and I think one of the things I'm trying to point out here is Jesus had struggles too. Let us not think that he's some divine robot and didn't experience any emotions or choices and things like that. It wasn't automatic.
Yeah.
I know for me, and I guess maybe I'm hoping for you too, is when we look at Jesus, we see him experiencing many things that I've gone through. And I know I can find hope and encouragement that, well, okay, he made it through too. And if I take the divine robot component out of that, then I start realizing, well, yeah, he had to wrestle with this. And he had to make some certain choices. And then he had to honor those choices. And that took work. And to some degree, if he could do it, I think I can do it too with him. Does that make sense? That's what I mean by the empowerment. Do you find that you relate to Jesus being someone who also was rejected, who also went through struggles, and yet can help you? He got through it, so he can help you get through it.
Yeah, I just need to trust that more than anything.
Yeah, well, I think that's what we call faith. That's part of Lent, that we all, that's part of our lives, that we all need to continuously deepen that. Mm-hmm. Right? Hopefully my faith today is greater than it was yesterday. But my faith today is not as deep as it's going to be tomorrow.
I'm going to add on to what he said, so we can think. Like, that calling, we're talking about his calling and all that, it's because he's saying he knows you got it, you can do it. We always think about, to me, my faith in Jesus, or my belief in Jesus, really, he has faith in me, he believes in you. He says, you can do this, you can do what I'm doing, I went through it too, you can do it. So, I ask myself a lot, not daily, but like, why I think I can't do this? He's saying I can do that. You know, like, you gotta, like, only you can stop me. You just gotta get out of your way yourself. You know? He already believes in me. So what else do you need?
All right, we got a couple minutes. You want to share a little bit before we sign off here?
I was gonna say.
Well, gentlemen, I want to commend each of you for minimally taking serious this Lenten study and the spiritual invitation that comes through it to look at our own relationship with Jesus as we journey with him towards the cross. And I appreciate you sharing with myself and our guests and listening audience that spiritual journey that you're embarked upon. So thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.